Dion Brugger says he'll never forget the week-long battle that marked the beginning of Operation Iraqi Freedom. 11 Army soldiers were captured, and his unit was under fire near the city of An Nasiriya, south of Baghdad.
You know, it's a pretty chaotic environment. The enemy at the time was dressed in civilian clothes. You couldn't tell who was friend or foe, so you had to take precautions with anybody around us.
Brugger is a former Marine who was part of the task force that secured the city and helped rescue captured U.S. soldiers. Among those soldiers was Private First Class Jessica Lynch, who at 19 became an icon of the war. Brugger, whose artillery unit was responsible for diverting enemy attention during the rescue, says no one expected such a bloody battle. More than 24 U.S. troops died that week in Iraq.
It wasn't anticipated, you know, that that we would be heavily engaged, but it turns out that the people that we were fighting were Saddam and Ba'ath Party loyalists. They would fight to the death.
For months, Brugger has been working from his home in Arlington on a reunion to commemorate those who fought. Hundreds of veterans will travel to Quantico, Virginia this weekend. Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Freeman of Lubbock is one of them.
It was hell during the time that we were engaged, and to lose so many guys in just one battle alone, I mean, it was just very significant to us.
At the reunion, soldiers and families will visit Arlington National Cemetery and share artifacts, everything from maps and diaries to photos and audio recordings from the battle, like this one, recorded by a Marine during the fight. About 24 Marines from Texas will attend the reunion, where they'll also have a chance to record personal interviews and archive their stories at the Marine Corps Research Center. For Freeman and Brugger, this is an opportunity to get back in touch with friends they haven't seen in a decade, and to remember friends they won't ever see again. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.